Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber McGee and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and directed by Max Hutto. We'll see what's going on in Wistful Vista shortly.
This is Eleanor Engel. You know, one of the best things about the holidays, to my mind, is all the wonderful food. The fruitcakes and nuts, the big dinners on Christmas Day and New Year's. But those good foods can mean trouble, because it's just too easy to eat too much. And what can sometimes happen then? You guessed it. Acid indigestion. So look, when indigestion troubles you, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Yes, because gentle, speedy Alka-Seltzer reduces excess stomach acid. It relieves that stuffy, too full feeling and settles your upset stomach in mighty short order. It's a fact, ladies. There's just nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer. Check your supply tonight. Remember, when your tablets get down to 4, that's the time to buy some more. Some more Alka-Seltzer at the drugstore. It's the favorite of so many for relief that does so much. Alka-Seltzer.
A sad and dramatic parting is taking place today at 79 Wistful Vista.
Can't you call off this mad scheme of yours, Molly? Must you go, my dear?
I fear I must, sweetheart. I have given my word.
Well, what is to be will be, I guess. I'll check you out for this mission. Umbrella?
Check.
Hat pin?
Check.
Good strong shoes? Sturdy heels?
Strongest I have.
Shoulder bag?
Check.
Good and heavy, is it?
About 3 pounds, loaded.
Check. And before you go to meet Mabel Toops and plunge into that Bon Ton after Christmas bargain sale mob, let's go over the rules for survival once more. The life they save may be your own.
Check.
Now, when you grab a sale item that everybody else wants, when that howling, screaming, bargain-crazed mob backs you in a corner and closes in, what do?
I stab with my umbrella,
good,
jab with the hat pin, stomp with my heels, and slug with my shoulder bag. Right.
Stout girl. And if all else fails, if you're still trapped, here's a little card I typed out for you to show.
Card?
Read it.
This is to certify that the bearer of this card is a fully accredited carrier of the dreaded Phoebus amoebus disease from darkest Africa, for which there is no known cure, so stand back. You're cute, dearie.
Oh, sure.
But don't you fret. I'll be back in time to fix your dinner. I'll be tired. I'll be in a rotten humor, but I'll be back.
Good.
Cold sliced turkey will be all right for dinner, hey?
Oh, sure. Good luck.
Bye.
Ah, there goes a good kid. Cold sliced turkey be all right for dinner, she says. Ha! Had it for lunch yesterday, dinner last night, twice between meals, once at midnight, and lunch today. So I don't know why I should start beefing at this late date. But man, am I sick of cold sliced turkey. There was just some way to make it taste like something besides... Hey, wait a minute. Come in, come in. I saw a recipe in a magazine about what to do with leftover turkey. Partly True magazine.
Well, what are you mumbling to yourself about, Rattlejaw? Bust all your Christmas toys already?
Oh, hi, Barrel Bottom. Sit down, sit down. I'm looking for the December copy of Partly True. Oh, here it is, here it is, here it is.
Yeah, it's a good issue, too. Did you see the cartoon about...
Yeah, here it is. Exotic Holiday Cookery, Favorite Recipes of Famous Gourmets.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Just look at this, Doc. Don't that look good? Favorite dish of the Maharaja of Putney. See that?
Mm, yeah. Those Maharajas really know how to pick them, don't they?
Not her. This page here.
Oh.
It's a recipe for using leftover turkey. Here's a picture of it just come out of the oven. Just look at that bacon dish full of that delicious golden brown stuff.
Mm, it does look good, all right. Turkey Maharaja, it's called.
Yep. I'm just in the mood for cooking this afternoon, Docco.
One of your more dangerous moods, I might add.
While Molly's downtown shopping this afternoon, I'm going to work on this recipe, and when she gets home tonight, tired, grouchy, pooped, and hungry, you know what I'm going to say to her?
Sure, you'll say, surprise, Molly, I blew up the kitchen. Let's go out for dinner.
No. I'll say, you sit right there, my dear, and close your eyes, I'll say. Then I'll bring out this fabulous, exotic turkey maharaja in a hot steaming camisole.
Won't that be a little messy?
Hmm?
I say, use a casserole. It won't leak so badly.
Okay, I'll use a casserole.
Better still, forget this silly idea. Molly will kill you for messing up her kitchen, McGee, and you know it.
Ah, who's going to mess up the kitchen? Besides, I got the whole afternoon to make this stuff and then clean up after me in the kitchen. Stick around and watch me, George. You can hand me things.
If Molly were here, she'd hand you your head in a basket. And if you were smart, you'd refuse it.
Ah, don't be...
That I'd stay to watch. But you, playing chef? So long.
Well, probably eat everything faster than I could cook it anyhow. Now, let me look over this recipe and, boy, covers a whole page. That don't scare me none, because this time I'm going to do everything foolproofly. I'll just sit down with the recipe, phone the grocery store, order everything the recipe says, send over, pronto. Hello, operator. Give me the corner market at the corner of Market Street. Yeah. Hello, corner market. This is Fibber McGee. Take this down, market. I need a cup and a half of flour, 2 tablespoons full of black pepper, a pinch of oregano, 3 chopped onions, 2 cups of vinegar, twist of lemon peel. Am I going too fast for you?
In just a moment, we'll try to straighten out the McGees.
Most of us like to have fun, I'm sure. And we all know that fun is good for us. But how about you? Do you always feel up to enjoying your fun? There may be times when you don't feel good, from a headache, perhaps, or an upset stomach, or just from general achiness. Well, believe me, that's the time that Alka-Seltzer can be a real friend in need. Drop 1 or 2 Alka-Seltzer tablets into a glass of water like this. Listen to it fizz. Then drink it. This action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a relief-giving liquid. This is the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief. Action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles. This soothing liquid speeds relief. Action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately. You'll like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief. That speedy Alka-Seltzer, the favorite of so many, for relief that does so much.
I'm glad you stopped in, Wimp, my boy. You can help me make it.
Oh, good. I love to cook, Mr. McGee. Turkey Maharaja. My, that sounds exotic.
Yeah. Well, I'm so sick of cold sliced turkey after all the cold sliced turkey we've been eating lately that when I saw this recipe, the old cooking urge hit me again.
Mrs. McGee is out for the day, I take it.
At the Bon Ton, shopping. When she gets home tonight, tired and weary, boy, will I have a surprise for her. You see all that stuff lined up along the sink there? Those are the ingredients.
Good gracious, all those things?
Yep.
I thought you were cleaning out the pantry shelves.
Nope.
What do you want me to do now?
You sit right down there with this magazine and read off the recipe to me.
Oh.
I got the big mixing bowl out here, and so far I got in it 2 cups of flour, 1 cup of olive oil, 3 tablespoons of paprika, and a dash of bitters. Now, what's it say next?
Well, let me see. It says add a pinch of oregano.
That's oregano.
Oh, sorry.
Got it right here.
Yeah. Then stir in 1/2 cup of blackstrap molasses.
Molasses, right. Boy, this recipe's sure gonna keep that turkey from tasting like turkey. And that's for me, boy.
I'm sure it will, all right. This sounds very exotic. Turkey Maharaja. My, I'd like to be a Maharaja.
What's next, Wimp? Come on, what's next?
Oh, it says add 1 hard-boiled egg.
Egg. What'd I do with that hard-boiled egg? Oh, here it is. Yep. There. 1 hard-boiled egg.
Chopped fine, it says.
Oh, chopped up, huh? Hand me the big spoon there. I'll fish it out. If the egg has to be chopped, I probably better take the shell off it, too, because it'll be easier to chop the shell off. I got the bay leaves, the brown sugar, and the sweet basil all mixed together. Now, what's it say?
It says, take the pan in which you have browned the bacon strips, powdered sugar, and bamboo shoots.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This pan here.
And dump it into the main mixture, stirring well.
Okay, I hope there's not much more stuff to go in here, because this bowl's about full. Time I get the turkey into it.
Oh, you're just about finished, Mr. McGee.
Good.
The next thing we do is slice a turkey breast into thin slices, it says.
That's all done. That was done Christmas.
And put it into the mixture.
Oh, great. Swell. I'm going to sit down here a minute and relax before I finish it up. Got to let the oven heat a while anyhow. And for once in my life, nothing went wrong. We put everything in this mixture just like it says.
That we did. We were careful.
What a happy surprise Molly's going to get when she gets home from shopping. She figured on just sitting down with a platter of bread and jar of mayonnaise and some more cold turkey.
Oh, a very bleak prospect.
Oh, but boy, when she sees this fabulous turkey Maharaja come out of the oven, golden brown, crisp and delicious. Now, let me see that magazine, will you? I want to double-check everything once more. Oven heat, how long to cook it, everything.
Oh, you can't go wrong this time. I'll bet it just
tastes... let me see now. Let's see now. Slice the turkey. Thin slices. Oh, here it is, yeah. Put the turkey slices into the mixture, making sure the liquid covers the slices completely.
Ooh, it smells good.
Mm-hmm. It's all done. Then cover the bowl, place it in a cool spot, and let it marinate for 4 days before...
What? 4 days? Let it soak?
For 4 days? Oh, no.
Let's see. It says... This slow soaking is what gives it the golden brown, crisp, delicious flavor.
And if you try to hurry this recipe, the whole thing will taste lousy. Oh, if that ain't dead rat, the dead rat. Every time I try to...
Fibber and Molly have a final word for you to come.
You feel so miserable, so out of sorts when you have a cold. Relief is what you want more than anything. And now relief can be yours with Tabsin. Your druggist has it. Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N. Better than ever for cold relief. Here's how Tabsin helps you. It relieves the sniffles and sneezes, headache, watery eyes, feverish feeling, and general aches and pains. Yes, and you can take smooth-coated, easy-to-swallow Tabsin tablets at any stage of a cold. Get Tabsin at your drugstore and keep it handy. Take it for really fast, effective relief in colds. Be sure you ask for Tabsin, the bright red tablets in the bright red package.
McGee, I'm home. And am I Bush?
Oh, hi, kiddo. Welcome home. Tired?
Beat. Oh, what an afternoon. What time is it?
5:45, dinner time.
Oh, I'm hungry, but I'm so tired, I don't feel
Just throw your hat and coat on the stair rail there, my dear, and come right out to the dining room with me. I got a little surprise for you, Tootsie.
Surprise? Well, what is it?
There you are. Just sit right down there at the head of the table, my dear.
Oh, McGee, you are a darling.
Sure.
Plates all set, yep. Silver on. A loaf of bread, a jar of mayonnaise, and a platter of cold turkey. Wonderful.
I was going to cook something fancy, but, well, I thought we ought to eat up the leftover turkey first.
Yes, right.
Well, dig in, kiddo, and let's... Oh, so long, everybody.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Fibber McGee and Molly Transcribed is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Wallace Wimple and Dr. Gamble are played by Bill Thompson and Arthur Q. Bryan. This is John Wald inviting you to a bank robbery tomorrow on Fibber McGee and Molly.
Weekdays, follow the story of Pepper Young's family on most NBC radio stations.